Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted, the Town Hall VIP podcast that usually consists of me and Arena talking shit as we drive around the South Bay, talking about idiot pedestrians, communists, weirdos, losers, mutation. You know the score. You know the deal. But I'm here right now with a couple of folks. And there are more folks here. I could bring them all into it. We got the beautiful Arena Moises, the lovely Kelly Willis. We got Jeff Willis, who you might know as Think Right.
Thinking Right,
old school blogger. And of course, and you guys who love my VIP unredacted thing. Oh, we got Franny is in the house. We got Drew Maddich. We're always hanging with Drew Maddich.
It's been a while.
And you're thinking, oh my gosh, is Kurt drinking? The answer is yes.
No, what we're thinking is there enough wine?
There's never enough wine. I'm in Idaho.
Let's address this.
Okay, and let me tell you what I think of Idaho. First of all, I came up to Idaho 50 years ago with my dad because we didn't go on fun vacations. We went camping with my dad, and we would get trout and stuff, and we ended up in the Snake River Canyon, and I was in Idaho 50 years ago, and I remember nothing about it except Bud's, which was a bar/restaurant, and I had a steak. I'm going to actually get online and figure out if Bud's still exists. I don't know if it does. Maybe it does. I don't think you care. I don't care that much either. But this apparently is the refuge for everybody from Southern California.
And Oregon and Washington.
Mm-hmm. I mean, either people are leaving Oregon and Washington
There are people in this neighborhood from Oregon and Washington.
And Wisconsin.
Yeah. Holy cow. I got to tell you, I'm loving Idaho. There was this weird white stuff falling from the sky like God's own dandruff. I think it's called snow.
There's about an inch of snow on the ground.
Yeah. An inch, huh? Much like the bulwark and their penises. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's tacky. I shouldn't question their masculinity because they don't have any. All right. I'm here, and we got a lot of things to talk about, folks. I know you guys don't want to just have me talk about the potatoes today. By the way, I have had potatoes here, and they do taste different. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an interesting place here. It's a lot of people who have come from other places, and they brought kind of the fancy stuff. And that's the thing that makes me and Arena kind of pause about moving out of California. Besides the fact that my elderly mother would die without us, are we going to have cool restaurants? Are we going to have places we want to hang out? And the fact is that we would find them. And we went to, Drew, you took us to a couple of wineries, and the wineries were outstanding, especially today.
Idaho has an up and coming wine industry and a wine country.
It is, look, I really enjoy it, particularly Williamson.
Williamson, mm-hmm. We went to today.
A couple of great rosés,
a very good Malbec, and a Sangiovese that I think surprised all of us.
The Sangiovese was beautiful.
That's Arena. Arena loves the Sangiovese. Kelly and Jeff, you guys have been here for a while. What do you think of the vibe? Because you're from Orange County.
Yeah, and what I was telling Drew earlier is when we moved here, I didn't really notice as much. But when I go back to California now, the intensity of traffic, the intensity of development is just so much more here. It's just much more stressful. It's very relaxed. We're sitting about within 15 miles of 40 wineries right now.
And they're good wineries.
And they're really
except good. For that one we one of them we went to. I'm not going to mention it. Because they're trying. They were trying things that, you know, weren't great ideas, and their wine was terrible, and it made me want to use it to take, grease off my engine block.
Well, the other thing is they have both a really emerging beer industry here.
Love the beer here.
And several distilleries. So there are several high-end distilleries coming out. And the scotch at, what's the one?
Koenig.
Is
oh, Koenig, yeah. Mm-hmm. That we like that. Okay, now you guys
are
going, look.
Wait a minute. Can you call it scotch?
No, it's not bourbon because it's not Kentucky, so it's just whiskey.
I'm Scottish, so I can call it whatever the hell I damn well please. Look, I know you guys are going, are we going to talk about freaking Idaho all day?
Sure.
Are we going to you know, if we're going to talk about taters, let's get into Eric's Brian Stelter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Brian Stelter. Sex Machine, Brian Stelter. By the way, if you haven't seen the Brian Stelter Sex Machine video, go on YouTube. Do it. It'll change everything you thought you knew about being a human being. Okay. What I want to talk about, let's get into the important stuff. And as you know, I was a big Harmeet Dhillon supporter. Jeff, you are a California lawyer. You've actually worked with Harmeet Dhillon in the law side. What do you think of her?
Very sharp. I think she's a mover. I think she's an up and comer. I think she's going to be great.
Yeah, she's a human scalpel. Look, I'm a really good lawyer. Now, you don't want a guy who to be your trial lawyer who thinks, you know, I'm okay. My guy's better. You want the guy who's the best, same as a cavalry commander. You want the guy who goes, yeah, I'm the dude, not the guy who goes, I guess I might. So you got two California lawyers of some prominence, frankly, and some experience going, yeah, Harmeet Dhillon, real deal lawyer-wise. Does that make her a great choice for the RNC chair? My answer is yes. And I went down to Dana Point, to the Waldorf Astoria, because, of course, you celebrate your defeat by taking everybody to the freaking Waldorf Astoria instead of the, you know, Barstow Motel 6.
Why not?
Exactly, Franny. I went down there, and I was hitting up the 160 members. And I got to tell you, I'll give you a little insight. We had a war room for those of us working to whip votes for Harmeet. We thought we had 100. We thought we had 74 out of 68 for sure 2 days before, or at least probable. We didn't. We got 53, and four went to Mike Lindell. One went to Lee Zeldin. 111 went to Harmeet.
No, not Harmeet.
Not Harmeet. Sorry, Rana.
We were not prepped for deposition, just so you know.
Yeah, exactly. What we
thank you.
I'm looking at the numbers. There were people telling us, yeah, we're in for Harmeet. There were people telling their voters, their base back in their state, yeah, I'm going to vote for Harmeet. At least a few of them did not. But look, you know, it wasn't, there wasn't vote rigging. We lost. And that's not great. That's not great because Rona McDaniel has a track record of total failure. Zero wins out of five election cycles, including two runoffs. She's never won one.
But she's taking credit for Florida and some other states.
And taking the House.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, and I will give them to her. Those, okay, you got them. When you're promising a tsunami and you get a red splash, I don't think that's a thing. So I went down, and I'll tell you about it. And I'm going to bring everybody else into this in a second. But I went down and personally lobbied folks. I watched John Rich, the country guy, mm-hmm. who I don't know because I don't know anything about country.
Oh, was he down there?
He was down there. And what a great guy.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I'm a Southern California guy. So if you want to know about music, ask me about the psychedelic furs. I'll tell you.
Oh, we'll talk.
Oh, yes. He got up and he said, you know, my grandma, she lived in a trailer.
Are you pretty in pink?
I am pretty in pink. Thank you.
Especially
that's,
this morning.
That's nice. Okay, the right, ghost in me yeah. is... here come cowboys.
Oh, no.
All right. Enough psychedelic food.
You opened that door.
We've opened up the psychedelic furs riff. All right. John Rich gets out, and it's funny as shit because he's wearing a cowboy. It looks like a cowboy guy. And he's being super cowboy-y. And he says, you know, my mama, she saw a thing from the Republican National Committee saying, we got to support Trump. She writes $50 out of her social security check. And again, when I do the little, I'm not mocking it. These are the Americans I was privileged to lead in war. All the Americans I led loved either country music or soul music. Okay. I was the one guy who loved, you know, the Go-Go's. Okay.
You were the one guy?
I was the one guy. So when I start
sophisticated ones like the Bangles.
Well, the Bangles, that's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
When I speak in the accent, I'm not disrespect. I'm totally respect because the guys like John Rich are the guys who built this country. And when he talks about his mom spending $50, it is a huge deal. And holy shit. I'm a pretty freaking good trial lawyer, as you can tell by my car. I'm listening to him talk about this, and I'm like, holy freaking cow, because he's connecting with me and everybody else in the room. And I just thought it was brilliant, and I just wish more of the people were in there. Didn't work. Carrie Lake got up. She was very nice. Insisted I take some pictures with her. She was like, take pictures with me. I'm like, okay.
What do you think was the driving force? What do you think made people not fulfill their promises? What do you think?
Well, I thought he meant the pictures.
No.
His penis.
Jeff is redirecting her.
Jeff is guiding me off. But Karen was out talking for Harmony. These are good points.
Let's get back to
the reality instead of Kurt's random stories.
Bring it back to truth.
Well, everybody wants to know about celebrities. All right. Okay. Back to Harmeet.
Okay.
Why did they not vote for Harmeet? I think a lot of them wanted to look. You got to understand the people who run. Who are on the committees, the top three people, the people elected delegates in each state, are the guys who worked for 40 years. And they find, and this is their reward. All right, now you're a delegate. You get to go to the Dana Point Waldorf Astoria.
Formerly the Ritz.
It was nice.
Been there and forgot.
Yeah. I was like totally like, God, I want to take Arena here because this is really? This is a sexy place, and she fit right in.
By the way, Greg was Central Committee until he moved here. Greg Woodard was Central Committee before he moved up here.
Gossip!
The Waldorf is in a much better job.
It is super stunning.
And no stranger to scandal, both Democratic and Republican alike. So I sanction it. I anoint it.
It was a beautiful venue. And I think, I think a lot of these people are just very establishment.
Yeah.
And the idea that Harmeet would come along and throw a monkey wrench in everything is that.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. God darn it.
Wow.
My goodness.
Goodness.
Oh, no.
Is just, I think it just freaks out the squares. And I think a lot of them were like, we don't want, and there were some people who said outright, because Charlie Kirk, who I've spent some time talking to, said, look, I was down there talking to people, and there were people going, well, people were emailing me. How dare them? I was like, what the fuck? You know, they don't know what they're talking about.
Kirk, you realize that some people think we're the squares.
Nobody thinks I'm the square.
No.
I'm cool. My mom said so. Look, I think a lot of them are very establishment, and they're like, Rana, you know, she's failed three times, but she's due. I don't know. I think
possibly fail four times.
Yep. Couldn't possibly.
No.
See, here's the thing that gets me, and I've talked about it before. You have a scenario where the normal people, the people we want to go ring doorbells for us, knock on doors for us, write small checks for us, live in a world where if they screw up two times, three times, they lose their job, right? I'm sorry, you've proven yourself incapable of performing the tasks of your employment. You need to go. No, none personal, you're out. She's failed five times, including two runoff cycles. We're not applying the same standard to her as we are to the, as our people live under, and that's naturally terrible.
Yeah. Well, she's basically the Buffalo Bills of politics. She lost three times on her own. People still want her to try again.
Okay, that's a sports metaphor, and I can't help you, Jeff. I don't know. Look, if you're going to talk baseball, I can't help you.
Sorry.
No sports ball.
No, it's just, look, I mean, I'm angry about how it turned out in the sense that I think they made a wrong decision. Mm-hmm. I'm also not going to be a little bitch about it because Harmy didn't win.
Really?
I mean, she didn't win.
But are you not going to be a little bitch about it?
I'm not going to be a little bitch about it. Interesting.
So does that mean you're going to be a
bitch? I'm going to be a bitch about other courts. I mean, I'm definitely going to do an I told you so if she loses.
Kurt, I've seen you for the last 24 hours.
I tried not to be a little bitch.
You are not convinced.
Yeah, okay.
No one's convinced that I'm not going to be a little bitch, folks.
And we're not doing an intervention, but we're not convinced you're not being a little bitch
well,
about
I was
it.
Trying not to embarrass my husband.
Okay? I know. That's why when I said it, I go, oh, she's looking.
Dear God.
I'm looking at the Tom stuff.
She's shopping. She's shopping.
Oh, great. She's on the phone shopping while I'm here. Burning out like freaking Major Tom around Saturn. Okay, this is great.
Back to ground control.
Look, Rona's going to take charge. I'm not going to say, don't ever give any money to the Republican National Committee.
No.
I've actually heard. I'm not going to tell you to give money to them. I'm going to give you the facts as I know them. The facts as I know them as I spoke to Shigal Chadha, who is one of the members of Nevada, definitely a Harmeet supporter, friend of ours. We met her, right, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive. She is amazing. We love her. Shigal Chadha.
Yeah, Shigal. I thought you said Shigal. Okay, Shigal.
And she said, look, I talked to Rona. Rona said all the right things. She said, nothing personal. Let's work together, get things done. And Shigal was very concerned about Nevada stuff, which I was because I was lawyering for Trump or the Republicans, at least, in Nevada after 2020.
Oh, yes.
And that was a freaking clusterfuck.
What did the RNC fail to do?
Oh, well, thank you, honey. Thank you for setting while I spike.
What is it that Rona had failed to do? Yeah.
Well, the day after the election, if you remember, we were at the Ocean Diner enjoying a patty melt, as I am wont to do. And I was, would you say I was annoyed?
Yeah.
And I get my phone rings, and it's Rick Grinnell, our friend. Mm-hmm. And Rick says, Kurt, I need you in Nevada to help lawyer. Now, when your friends call, you should go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sure. So I got in a car and I drove to freaking Nevada. And I got there about 9 o'clock on Wednesday. Hmm. There was one RNC lawyer on the ground. What?
He had a nice dog.
He had a beautiful dog. I love the doggy.
He had a nice dog.
Great
dog. Beautiful plumage.
Beautiful.
It matters what dog
he was pining for the fewer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, you're going to appreciate this. I get there. They've got one lawyer on the ground. A bunch of others of us flow in. And I'm asking questions like this. Who's the plaintiff? Who's the guy who's got... I don't have a Nevada ticket. Who's the guy who's going to sign this pleading? And
dead silence,
tumbleweeds. And it's like, guys, this is a battle you should have been fighting 6 months ago with a firm because a firm has the complete logistics background. You don't understand. A lawyer is not enough. You need secretaries, paralegals. You need computers to print. You need guys to physically take things from here to the courthouse. You need... plaintiffs?
That, you.
That would be helpful. Holy shit!
This is how our Germany used to work. The clerks! Not just one guy, but the clerks!
It was a fucking.
Right? Okay.
And that's all on Rona, because Rona, and look, I'm a simple army guy. The commander is responsible for everything that is done or isn't done. Donald Trump was the commander of the election effort for the Republicans, didn't get done. Rona was his commander of the RNC's assets. She didn't get done. And it's like, it's not personal against Rona. And I reject all the things. Well, she's a Romney. Shut the fuck up. I don't give a shit who she related to. We see the Mormon. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear your religious bigotry. She's incompetent. Yes! That's the problem. That's the fucking problem. If she would, look, if she was fucking squared away, I'd be Rona fan number one.
Come on, Kurt. You understand that's not a popular opinion. It's not enough to be incompetent, right? You can't just go after people because of the...
They suck?
Right.
They're total failure?
That's not enough.
Well, apparently it isn't. Look.
Why that's enough.
Here's the question, what we do, because the Republican insiders voted to save her. What do we do? And I want to go around. Jeff, what do you think we do now that they've reelected Rona for reasons I can't fucking comprehend?
Exactly.
What do we do?
I think the bigger problem is the Trump, DeSantis, that whole...
That's an interesting dynamic. And it doesn't fit exactly into the Rona thing, because his people were supporting Rona while he pretended to be neutral. But there were super pro-Trump people on my side with my team.
Interesting.
So there were pro-Trump people trying to get Rona out. So it was not as easy as, well, Trump's for, Trump's against, DeSantis for, DeSantis against. I wish it were and made my life easier. It was not that. But Trump's people were definitely for Rona. But what do you think a Republican does in the future?
I think you basically try to get the money out of the RNC, but you try to run your own campaign because she doesn't know what she's doing. So you have to
support your own
candidate. You got to support a strong candidate. I mean, the problem this time, this cycle, is we didn't have strong enough candidates.
Are you saying Herschel Walker wasn't a great candidate? I mean, look, this is a guy who said, hey,
did not move the ball across past the goal.
Hey, the bitches need to pay. I mean, that was a great campaign slogan.
And my son who?
Yeah.
My son.
God. Okay. All right. Franny, what do you think?
Boys. I think I want to ask the questions of the future. We understand, obviously, Herschel Walker is a fuckwit.
I like Herschel Walker as a person.
I like him.
I don't think it was an optimal campaign. I like him as a person.
I think he's overcome things. As a news cycle and also something to put on memes and he was funny.
Okay, what do we do about Ronnie?
Come on.
What do you do about the RNC?
What do you do about the RNC?
Oh, if you're a Republican, what do you do about the RNC? Give money? Ignore him?
How do you start with that? You have actually intelligent Republicans. You have Rand Paul, but everybody thinks he's insane. And let's be honest.
Yeah, but that's policy stuff. I'm talking practical war fighting.
Well, no. If you're talking about the way we're talking, well, I think if we're talking the way you're talking, which is military, okay. How do we go at this? I have no fucking idea.
I agree. Somebody asked me today, Kurt, what should we do? And I'm like, I'm still thinking about it. I it's been 2 days. I'm still thinking about what exactly we should do. I've got some general concepts, but I don't think it's wrong.
Do you not agree? There was a time when you could actually sit down and you could think about this. You can even talk to your friends across.
Yeah, you got 2 days.
And you could think.
Get back to me in 48 hours.
Maybe we could. Oh, here's an idea. No, I have no fucking idea.
All right. Okay, Franny has no idea. Kelly, any idea?
You need to back somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay.
And that's what you need to do.
But how do we do that?
That's not going to happen. Well, so all right. Now what are we doing?
Are you saying...
Well, Kelly, she's laughing.
Kelly, are you saying back individual candidates?
Well, I'm saying the Republican Party needs to unite and find somebody and back one person who knows what they're doing.
Oh, God. Well, that's good hopeless. Luck. Thank you, Kelly. We're doomed.
Jeff's dying.
Wait, well, hold on. Hold on.
I want to come back.
All right. We're back. We're back to Franny. If she more Franny.
And going with what Kelly said, and this is truly, this is like when people ask you, who are you dying with? If they were dead, you know, and not Hitler and
Gary.
Vodka for bottles of wine. That's my real question.
Did you see Gary?
I said okay. Gary.
Real people alive. If, okay, one dead person, Christopher Hitchens, and one live person, Thomas Sowell. If I could.
I don't think he's alive, is
Thomas
he?
Thomas Sowell is still alive.
Yes. Oh, good.
Still writing.
That makes me
and
glad.
If we could sit down with Thomas Sowell and actually real people who have some common sense would listen to him,
but they won't.
And they won't. So that's a.
Okay, so you're saying if only people are fucking idiots would be fucking idiots, we'd be fine. Okay.
No, I'm saying if actual people who had a sense in their head would want to know what you asked me, what would you do?
Well,
that's it.
That ain't going to happen.
I'm sorry,
that ain't happening, Freddie.
Thomas
Irina.
Oh, what words of wisdom do you
Irina,
have?
Irina, do you have any thoughts?
My thoughts should not be recorded.
Oh, okay. I'm not even going to do that because when you say don't record me, I get it.
Uh-oh.
Drew, what do you think?
She's a smart one.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough spot because if you get into bed with these people...
You're going to have a kinky three-way, and no one's going to be satisfied.
It's going to be this vanilla, you know, whatever.
STD testing done.
We got to Valtrex the entire Republican Party.
I mean, that branch of the Republican Party is conservative-like, first of all.
Yes.
And you know, you're going to violate every... You know, you're going to violate your own ideals if you go with them. You have to try to make it on your own if you're a candidate.
Make it on your own.
I think what everyone's saying is don't rely on the Republican National Committee because it's going to be a giant dick dance with a very small penis.
Yeah.
So it'll be like breaking 0.2.
I just want to ask
Electric Minaloo.
So what you're saying is create your own RNC within your state.
Yes.
And just ignore the national, which I kind of get. Yeah.
I get it. Now, I will pass on to you what I have heard,
ask a question of that. How does that work, though? Is that powerful? If you can do that, no shit, if you can do that within your own state, does that become powerful within... The larger the national RNC. Can you actually make waves? Can you actually influence?
So does it matter what you do in your own state? I think it matters more if we're all doing it on our own state and demanding more. Oh, there's a kitty here. Oh, my gosh. As you know, we're not going to solve the Republican Party's problem here, but we are going to talk about dinner. Tell us about the steaks, Drew.
Okay.
We're in Idaho. So we had steaks, of course. There is no answer. It's just about steak now. Drew, tell us about the steaks.
We
are a hive mind.
We are in the thriving metropolis of Nampa, Idaho.
And which I love.
Which is an amazing sort of suburban, rural gamish of a place.
Gamish?
Yeah. What the fuck is a gamish?
I don't know what a gamish is.
What's a gamish?
First, explain that.
It is the place where they invented the knish. So
thank you.
Gamish?
I think.
I don't think gamish is a thing.
Yeah.
White, very non-Jewish.
No.
They had a wonderful Jewish bookshop right down the street.
Yeah, they did.
My very non-Jewish boyfriend kind of came up with this.
During the pandemic, I just sort of decided, okay, I'm moving to Idaho.
Yeah, just kind of like, you know what? Moving to Idaho.
And we're going to get to the steaks. I found a spot in Nampa, Idaho, and about 4 miles up the road is this family farm called Valley High Ranch.
Loved it.
where we went today.
They raise black Angus cattle.
And they're all black.
And they're all black.
Black Angus lives definitely matter there.
Yes. Well, unless you're in the butcher pen.
Then they matter most of all.
They're my dinner.
That's right.
They matter. We ate them.
Yeah.
That's mentioned the most important part. These are happy cattle, grass-fed.
Happy cattle, grass-fed.
They have a lovely, they have a lovely life.
Look, it was. I mean, when we got there, it was snowing, and the rancher took us around. And look, I have not, other than in Kosovo, when I had to deal with farms. No Schlichter's been on farm since 1938, when the Army took the Schlichter family farm to make Letterkenny Army Depot in Pennsylvania. And that, I mean, that's true.
Was this
drink some water.
What kind of taking was this?
No, it was an eminent domain. We need this farmland to make a repair and ammunition facility.
Did they pay the Schlichter family?
Yes, they bought it.
Okay.
They bought it and said, get the fuck out.
Okay.
They also kept the Schlichter.
And we also don't care if you do.
Well, they did weird stuff. They have a graveyard. The Schlichter graveyard is there.
Do they respect it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is behind a couple security walls.
Good.
I'm not going to describe exactly how it happened, but I'm a colonel. I ended up being allowed into it, which is unusual because it's very near bunkers that contain things that I don't want to speculate about.
Hazmat.
But
he means hazmat.
No, I don't mean anything.
I'm joking.
They have maintained very respectably the Schlichter family graves and some other ones.
So,
anyway, here I am. So this tangent.
This farm raises black Angus cattle.
Okay.
They sell the meat through their store on the ranch, you know, for very competitive prices. And so
they're extremely competitive.
Yes. And they also have chickens that lay a few dozen eggs a week, and I get a few dozen of those every couple of weeks that are amazing.
Yes, they are. They're the best eggs I've ever had.
For about a dollar less a dozen.
Now remember how
Walmart.
I actually had these eggs. You made them scrambled because I only eat scrambled eggs.
And you ate them without ketchup. What happened?
I have never had eggs without ketchup.
You making them and not me making them.
I ate them without ketchup, which I have literally never had an egg without ketchup in my 58 years.
Yep.
And I had eggs without ketchup with you, and they were that good.
So we had some terrific ribeyes from the local family farm.
Beautiful.
I did.
Just lovely.
I had a beautiful filet mignon.
And was it good?
It was fantastic. Bertha was lovely. She was very tasty.
She was very sweet.
Excellent.
Yes, thank you.
No, I mean, isn't this the way we want it to be? Where we have animals that we know are taken. Look, we walked by, and these guys, he knew the animals. He took care of the animals.
They're happy.
They're freaking cows. They're staying in the snow. They're about as happy as they're going to be, Kelly.
Can you paint the American pastoral for a moment, though?
Talk
about how we drove up. It started snowing.
Well, we drove up. It started snowing. It was, and the farmer, he was out there, and he took us around.
Yeah, he did.
And it's snowing on us, and I don't like snow.
And by the way, there's how many cattle? Many of them have just calved.
Yes.
And
he gave us an in-depth into cows.
He showed us one that had just
shows
been
us
born.
One that had been born and how the others were dealing. And it was like, you know, okay, this is the way shit should be.
And Franny and Irina gathered eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys gathered eggs. Well, they came and pecked me.
Oh, by the way,
they pecked my legs.
When we saw that cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
The afterbirth, I got a picture and I was like, oh my gosh.
You didn't put that on your Facebook page.
I did.
Well, look, I want to ask Jim about how he feels.
That's the afterbirth.
Okay, all right, everybody. I want to ask Jim.
But I want to point this out. The part about the Idaho experience for Drew, and I hope for you and you guys, and I definitely know for Kelly and Jeff, living here has been that it's partly pastoral. It's partly the old school.
To well, me, look, I think American.
I love this.
I think a lot of us enjoy, and what I enjoy is, you know, look, I like my fancy restaurants. I love the idea that right up the road is somebody who's raising animals in a way that's not dickish. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't want to hurt the animals. Look, I want my steak. You know, you got to give me my steak, but...
You get a real kick. So one of the things that
Jim is here.
Jeff.
This is, God damn it!
That's okay.
Too much wine.
Jim is the egg we ate. Or the cow.
So who's Gary?
So one of the most interesting things. One of the most interesting things they do here is the sheep migration. And they take thousands of sheep from way south of here near the Oahe Mountains. And they literally shut down streets and like they sleep at the reservoir. And it's like 10,000 sheep moving 200 miles like 400 years ago. They migrate.
Well, there's a lot of Basques here.
And there are. It's a very big, it is big Basque town.
Speaking of sheep.
No, Adam Laxalt is a Basque. Yes, there's a lot of Basque. Basques are a great addition to our American pageant.
I'm glad you added that.
I'm not sure that the sheep herders are Basque, but they might be.
But there's a ton of Basque restaurants in Boise.
In fact, one of our beard nominated restaurants is the Basque restaurant.
Okay. That's great.
But so just watching 10,000, and they shut down all the streets as they come through. So you kind of are wedded to agriculture like it used to be 100 years ago.
Well, here's the thing. And we've seen it because of the whatever this incident with this tire guy in Memphis. And I don't know any of the facts. I know there are 5 black cops accused of beating this guy to death inappropriately.
Well, this turned dark.
And I don't know any of that. But look, we're always talking about diversity. And, you know, what's more diverse than, you know, the Basque culture? Than the culture of moving sheep across land? The culture of dealing with human beings in a, you know, in their own way.
I'm sorry.
And of course, no one's beating anybody to death in Idaho that I know
Who
of.
Who says that's not happening?
Look, I don't have a problem with beating to death assholes. Okay. And again, I'm going to offer no opinion on this thing. There have been videos. I don't give a shit. I haven't watched.
You know what? I'm not going to give you an opinion on a 15-second video.
I don't blame it. See, that's why I'm not going to do it either.
What?
That's it.
But I like the idea.
What's the fun in that?
But the point I was trying to make terribly,
and totally inevitably,
there were sheep walking down the street, and then we tied, and then bats.
And then some guy got beaten to death
in Memphis.
What I'm saying is,
the wheels have come off the train
True diversity is being able to handle a bunch of sheep moving 200 miles.
100%.
Agreed.
Okay, that's true diversity. Yeah. Where city guys like me, I've never even touched a sheep. I like lamb. And by the way, the meat from Valley High has a lamb vibe. I think it comes from the grass fed.
It does. It actually does.
And I really enjoyed it. But that's the best of America, where you say, oh, there are a bunch of other Americans who need to move their sheep, so I'm not going to be a dick when my road gets closed for 20 minutes so sheep can move across.
And by the way, Drew and Franny have been on the highway before. And had the cattle cross. And the United States, people in America don't understand that things you take for granted, like your steak, has to be transported, has to be moved, has to be cared for. And you get up here into Idaho and you learn, you know what?
You go to DMV.
You don't take these things for granted.
You go to DMV. What is the very first rule in the book? You hit a cow, you pay the owner $550.
Right. Wow.
That's the first thing in the DMV.
And I think that's beautiful because it recognizes...
Only that?
They're down low. But I think it's beautiful that we recognize that every American isn't like you or me, Jeff.
2000.
Yeah. Who sits behind a desk and writes things.
Yep. Right.
There are guys out there who are like, hey, I got a cow.
Right. Well,
so here's one of the coolest things ever. And I will try to make this brief.
We go to,
I know, which means I won't. We go to,
let me open another bottle.
Yeah.
No, Drew and I got to catch up. We drive up.
By the way, this is, we got to go through the wines.
Okay, we'll review that in a minute. We've been drinking some expensive.
Good Lord, I love this stuff.
Actually, some cheap and expensive. This is pretty regardless.
Special.
We go to catch up. It's awesome. It's beautiful. It's late fall. It's beautiful at that time of year. By the way, I recommend it then.
Ketchum, Idaho. Ski.
Unless you ski, then go later. If you don't ski, go earlier. Nonetheless, driving back. Driving back, we come to, in a long stretch of road, which should arguably never have traffic, suddenly a jam. And we wonder what's going on, and there is, and you see ahead what you're talking about. There is a cattle drive, literally the old American cattle drive.
Really?
There is, I look to the right, that's I look so to cool. the left.
Just don't think
I could write
it.
A thing so if I was cool. Robert Louis Stevenson, mm-hmm. Stevenson, but I'm not. That would be interesting, and I am not.
So Treasure
it's not,
Island?
It's not going to be interesting. Oh, shut the fuck up, Kurt. And
I'm just asking.
There's just to the right a long line of cattle and a long line
of cows. All cows.
So it's like Yellowstone? Yeah.
Totally. Roger.
All I can say is it's totally been going on for a while. But we come to a stop and there's a police vehicle on the other side of the road. Because this has been planned.
Are they back?
And we stop.
Okay.
And we go, oh. No, but it's kind of interesting about the part where we go, yeah. Oh, this has been planned. This is like a festival. Like, you stop.
Well, look,
this is on the docket, and you're going to stop here, and that's happening. And there are 19 guys on
horses.
But there are like literally 8 or 9 border collies and that.
Oh, I love those doggies.
And they're running around and they're.
Look,
Drew, what was your experience? I mean, it was unbelievable. Oh, we stopped and we go,
protesters.
Oh my God, we
absolutely.
I could deal with that.
I would take cows any day.
I'll take the cows.
Cows and hot cowboys.
Okay, Drew, what do you think?
It was a Black Cows Matter demonstration.
Kiss my Angus.
And no, they had 4 or 5, you know, literal cowboys on horses, just keeping the cattle.
Kelly's laughing.
No, keeping the cattle just in formation, and the dogs were just. They were just working hard.
Oh my God.
They were just
patrolling.
Yeah, patrolling.
Okay.
I mean, if any of them got out of line, the dogs would just kind of.
Get him back in.
Get him back in line.
All right, but I have one question. Amazing.
And Franny gets out of the car, starts talking to the guys on the horses.
This is clearly happening.
Are you distracting the cowboys?
No, this is going to happen. We realize this is happening. It's going to happen for a long time. And there's people. So I now know. I want to know what's happening.
Sure.
So I get out of the car, and there's a kid. Well, no, at first I think from a distance on his horse that he's 90 years old. I get up and this kid's like 22 years old.
Nice.
And I go,
not 23, not 21. He's 22.
Very specific.
Thank you, Jeff. And I go, what's happening? And all the dogs, beautiful dogs. He's like, well, we do this a couple times a year. We got to get the police involved. We got to get it staged. Got to get it on the docket. And I said, what's going on with dogs? And he goes, oh, they're happier and shit. But, you know, they've been working like crazy.
Yeah.
And they're getting a little skinny because they've been doing this for a while. So now after we get this move, they'll get to hang out.
Right.
So now I'm learning about these dogs. Now this is unbelievable. And this guy, these horses are beautiful. The dogs are all freaking happier than shit. They're literally running all the cattle.
Yeah,
cattle,
I can imagine.
Having a life. It was, I think, remember when I got back in the car, I went, this might be the best thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
Because it was about the life of...
But what did the Basque have to do with this?
Absolutely nothing.
Basque, right.
The what?
Look,
the Basque.
The Basque.
Basque one. Look, what we're talking about here...
podcast.
The important.
I have no idea.
I'm going to try and get to the important thing if everyone will shut up.
Segways are for kids.
If everyone will be quiet, Kurt will get to the important part because I'm the host. I think what we're saying is,
oh my God, we'll be recorded.
Cultures actually do matter.
Junior high.
The culture of the cowboy matters. And we should respect it. And we should respect just as we should respect the culture that says, I'm going to break dance to save the community center, as shown in Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. the thing is, you know, everybody in America, you know, we get a whole lot of America's differences make us stronger. But the reality is that there are some differences that make us stronger. Right. The fact that we can have a bunch of people who can move cattle across our freeways, I think is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. The idea that we can have a bunch of people who make wine is pretty cool. Yeah. I think the idea that we have a bunch of people who can do a bunch of other different things that I can't even specify is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And maybe if people stop being dicks and just said, oh, I get it. You're trying to do your thing without fucking with me. Right. That would be cool. The problem is, again, and I keep saying it, we as Americans have tried tolerance, right, for differences. Mm-hmm. And that turned out to people trying to have sex with our children. Okay, you don't ever get to do that. That's not ever going to work. That's not a thing we're going to do. I would like America where we can be what an American wants to be. But if an American wants to be a fucking child molester, that's not going to fucking happen.
I want to ask you, I want you to draw the line between being free and crazy and having, you know.
You're talking anarchy.
Well, no, being able to be free in America and run your cattle across the road to what you're talking
Randy,
about.
Randy, I can answer that. These cattle are not running across the road nilly-willy.
Yeah.
No.
They have set it up with the police. They have set it up with the state.
No, I get that.
They have set it up to run their business.
I get that. But what I want to know is how do we draw the line to what you're talking about, which is now it's perverts doing...
You mean, how do we draw the line between people being perverts and being free? Great question. That is a huge
dissent. You've detailed a dissent, or rather, you have indicated a dissent without detail.
Oh, Jeff's going. No, Jeff's going. I thought Jeff was going to speak. Jeff's walking away.
Jeff's going.
There is. You have indicated a dissent. And no, how you detail it.
Here's my thing. For a long time, we said, well, you know, if you want to be, you know, pretend you're a girl or whatever, we're not going to bother you because that's your jam and we're not going to, you know, whatever. No, I'm done. I'm done because that became, I'm going to try and convince your kids to blow me.
Mental illness.
It could have happened.
It's not even that.
And now here's the thing. If you're cool.
I want to know how this is broken down.
Well, look, if you're cool in my world and you just want to do your thing without having anything to do with me, you're probably going to be okay. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking stop you and it's going to hurt. And that's just the way it's going to be. Because you don't ever get to have sex with my kids or anyone else's, ever, under any circumstances. You don't get to force me to pretend that your bizarre psychotic bullshit is something that actually exists. You don't get to make me a serf, ever. I don't ever submit to your fucking weirdness, ever. And anything below that, if you just want to go out and live your life, if you're on like have an apartment and you and your freaking girlfriend / boyfriend / they friend want to live together, do you think I'm going to spend 1 second thinking to come bother you?
Right.
No. But if you attempt to use your power to fuck me or mine, it's fucking war. That's it.
What are we talking about specifically, then? What are we talking about? Like, for we're talking about
great question.
Because you have what you're detailing right now is sort of later life. People living crazy lives that you don't agree with, and I don't either, and it's fine.
But unfortunately, that's the life they're living.
Men insisting that they should go to prison with women because they identify as women and are rapists. Okay,
so that's where I want to get specific. What are we talking about specifically?
Well, look, if you want a complete list of each attempt to change sex roles,
no, I'm not.
Look. And I want to be wrong, Frank. These are great questions because you're talking about freedom. And people are free to pretend they are women. People are not free to pretend they are women and try and have sex with my fucking kids or to convince my kids.
So that's what I want to talk about. What is that about for you? Like, what does that mean? Give me an example of. It's okay to be, you want to be a dude, but you want
to
be...
You don't get to do any of that in any public...
But how does that translate to what you consider...
Great question. Great question. You don't ever get to do any of that in any situation where you have any kind of authority under any state or federal law. You don't get to do it as a teacher. You don't get to do it as a counselor.
But when
you get to
say,
do it as anything else.
If I don't want you to try to have sex with my kids, what does that mean?
That means you don't get to try and change their pronouns, change their gender.
Is trying to change their pronoun. Now, I don't agree with any of that, by the way.
No, I get it. Look, these are important.
That interferes with me as a parent.
But
yes.
Does that translate to trying to have sex with your children?
Look,
as another adult.
The fact is,
and I'm not asking that because I disagree.
No, yeah, Franny, these are
so that you can detail this
Franny,
for the people.
These are essential questions.
Yeah, so
to secure freedom, you have to ask these, and I have to answer.
Good.
No, these are great questions because people who don't want to bother other people who want to live with their bizarre sexual notions, for whatever reason, we're not talking about them. We're talking about bringing them into a situation. And almost inevitably, when you bring them into a public school situation, it's designed...
What?
It's designed to create perversion.
Yeah, because my son's babysitting.
Okay. In any case, well, we're not going to answer that question because, damn it! Damn it, we are good question. Because Kelly and Jeff have to... I keep saying Jeff. Kelly and Jeff have got to go. Guys, I want to thank you all. You've asked great questions. Franny, you've asked great questions. Irina, you always ask great questions.
What did I ask? Oh, about the bath.
About the chocolate.
Drew, you're wonderful. Franny, you're wonderful. Everybody's wonderful. Thank you guys so much for listening to my town hall VIP unredacted thing. Look, we haven't solved anything, but I think we've raised a lot of issues. I'm sure we will.
Cowboys are cool.
Cowboys are cool.
Cam dogs are heroes.
And we just got to figure out when you're going to have sex with other people. Bye.